Hi, I'm Sean. This is the How We Made It This Far podcast with me and Alexis. This involves our relationship, everyday topics, my comedy, her insults, and we will go into depth in movies, pop culture, couple struggles, and addiction, life, history, you name it, we got it. So just sit there, listen up, and enjoy.
All right, welcome to the first podcast for How We Made It This Far. I'm Alexis.
What's up, Sean?
So we're super excited to talk this episode, introduce ourselves, bring up a few funny topics, and I think it'll be a good time. So let's get started. All right, so for introduction, my name is Alexis. I love movies. I'm a foodie. I love animals. And Sean just loves me, right, babe?
Just love you. That's the only thing I like in life is just loving you, yep.
Okay, so, babe, introduce yourself.
Sean, I really like video games and anything that gets me going.
Like what, besides video games that you play way too much?
Just things that get me going, you know what I mean?
Like coffee.
Yep.
You know, yep. Great stuff. So I figured, Sean, you wanted to talk a little bit about your...
No, you wanted me to talk about my past, but we'll go there. So
I grew up
an alcoholic father, so that was, you know, rough for my teenage years. A little bit about me, but, you know... All in all, I did love him, so I don't have much family, don't talk to him much anymore, you know what I mean? I'm a little bit of a loner, but that's how I found Alexis. Why don't you tell us about your past? We'll get on, you know, a little expressive about you, you know, a little depth of you. Kind of opened up big there, so there you go.
I basically grew up, you know, normal, not semi-normal childhood. I don't think it was as rough as... Sean's childhood growing up, but why are you making that face?
Red Rocket. Go ahead.
But yeah, me and Sean met at a eye doctor's office. That's where we were both working at the time. And he was very dorky, very cute. He told me, "I love you," by hacking into my computer, I think 2 weeks into our relationship, with glittery words that said, "I love you," with flowers, and that was very, very cute. Mm-hmm. So I thought it'd be really fun to do a agree to disagree, how we made it this far. One of the ways is we've agreed to disagree. So... One thing that I find a big deal, that maybe Sean doesn't find a big deal, is I think every lady would agree with this. When you go to use the bathroom and you notice the toilet seat is up, I think
don't use it.
It is completely gross and nobody wants to see their man's pubes on the toilet seat, little drops around the seat. What is your take on that, babe?
I think it's just a bathroom, and that's what it's a bathroom, so that's what it's about. Pubes and pee.
Pubes and pee.
That's what the bathroom's about, yep.
So you don't think you should put the seat down, maybe for your significant other?
I don't have time in my busy day life to do that. It's very busy. Stay busy.
You stay busy.
I think that's another issue. Yep. Stay busy, can't put toilet seat down.
Okay, I think that's gross.
I think the toilet seat is... probably the grossest thing in the whole house. So, I mean, if you have to use it, touch it yourself. I'd put it down and take a deuce.
Okay, but you were the one that left it up. So shouldn't you put it down?
Nope.
No.
Nope, not how I was brought up. Toilet seat
manners. You were not brought up to put your toilet seat down.
Toilet seat manners were not a thing. Nope.
Interesting. Okay, so I also think that it doesn't hurt, no matter how long you're with the person, to... show affection, you know, whether it be kisses, you know, throughout the day, or telling that person that you love them or they're beautiful, you know, a lot of parts of the day, but you don't agree.
I do agree with that. It's just, you know, it's been off lately, so yes, I think I should tell you beautiful, you know, every other day, or, you know, surprise you with it, but yes. No, that's true. But, you know, I think a lot of affection, just, you know, smothering is a little too much.
Do you think I smother you?
No. I don't let you.
Yeah, okay. You don't let me?
I don't let you do that.
Okay. Interesting. What about, I find a big deal when we're talking and you just so happen to let out a deep breath.
It means I'm interacting with the conversation. That's just me reminding you I'm there, there for the process.
So, to me, it comes off like you find the conversation annoying.
I'm there for the process. That's what I'm there for.
You're there for the process.
You know I'm there, and we're getting it through. Getting it done.
But you don't find that it can come across a certain type of way.
I don't think so, if you knew me.
Okay, well, I think we'll agree to disagree on that. I also believe highly, or I think is an important way to kind of get through my days anyway, is therapy. However, you don't agree so much.
No, I don't like therapy. I think it's annoying and just a stupid process.
Why do you think it's a stupid process?
It's a money grab job. Just there for the money. Yeah, it's a simple cash grab job. I just think that they're only there for the money, and a lot of them don't give a shit. They just say, yep, agree with you, and, you know, give you books, medicine, whatever you want. Which, wow. Don't get me started on the medicinal pharmaceutical industry. It's all corrupt.
Oh, my God.
It's all corrupt.
Yeah, please, we're not going to get him started on his theories and thoughts on the system being corrupt. I go to therapy. Pharmaceutical, I'm sorry.
Mixed with the government, yeah.
I go to therapy twice a month, and I feel like it helps me. I feel like my therapist is genuinely caring about my situations. I feel like she gives me really good advice that I take into the next two weeks until I see her again. I think it could really just be the person that you're going to, and maybe that specific therapist that you maybe have gone to in the past may not come across like they
might
care. That could be true. But that is something that I feel helps me. But again, it is not for everyone. However,
my therapist, I love it. She's marijuana. Mary Jane. She's a great therapist.
Mary Jane's
a great therapist. Yes.
Nice. I don't find, that's not one thing that we have to agree to disagree on. Let me not lie. I have tried MJ before. I just don't get anything out of it. I've never really done it growing up. And even now, I don't feel the urge to grab it or feel the need to, oh my gosh, I need this to help me with any sort of pain or anxiety or anything. But on your hand, you feel like
it works great for anxiety. Yep.
It does.
I think it, especially with ADHD, I think it just soothes your mind and calms you down.
Then I guess
your mind down, which is something that pills have not done for me.
Well, so. I guess he'll be very excited to know that apparently in a week we're supposed to be getting it legalized in Delaware.
Yep. Hopefully. That is the hopefulness, yes.
Okay, well that's...
And we'll be buying pounds of it and celebrating in the streets.
We'll be in the streets, yes. Yeah, we'll be in the streets because we'll probably be broke from the amounts that you plan on buying. But anyways, so I pretty much think that, one other thing that I feel like is a pretty big deal, but Sean seems to not really agree, and this is the last thing that I really kind of have on this topic, is women, or let me elaborate, names on your body. So when I first met Sean, 2014, 5 years ago, he had this really, he still has it, this really awesome looking zombie tattoo on his back. And it wasn't until he had mentioned to me that he used this tattoo to cover up an old girlfriend's name that he once had tattooed on his back. Now, me and Sean, or anybody who really knows us, you follow me on Instagram, knows that me and Sean were once engaged a few years ago. And Sean has always said, "I don't think I'd put your name on me unless we got married." However,
Through
he was just
trial and error, I've figured this out.
through trial, through no, I mean, in bringing it up randomly, like, "Oh, would you ever get my name tattooed on you?" He said, "Nope, not until we got married." However, when we met, he was just dating this girl and he got her name tattooed on his back.
When we met, I wasn't dating her. Oh, you mean, okay, I see what you mean. Okay.
Previously.
Yes.
So, I find that putting somebody's name on you
Trial and
is a
error,
big
exactly.
deal.
Trial and error.
Trial and error.
Yep.
So, explain to me when you got this tattoo done.
I was in Florida and I was drunk and I was pretty high and it was just a big bad mistake.
A big bad mistake.
It was trial and error, yep.
What do you mean by trial and error, though?
As you try it and if it doesn't succeed, well, fuck that.
But here's the thing, right? Again, anybody that knows us knows that last year we had a breakup. And then we got back together earlier this year. So, don't you think trial and error? We've been together five, I mean, technically 4 years, 4.5, but I like to say 5 because during our breakup, we were still very much in communication. Don't you feel like our relationship stands the test of time for my name to be on your body?
I say matching. Matching tattoos are probably better.
So, not my name. And
Well,
what's
it
crazy is
depends.
I brought this up to him maybe a couple weeks ago because I feel like putting somebody's name on your body is a form of commitment. I feel like once their name is on you,
So is
that
marriage. So won't.
correct, marriage is also a commitment.
You just want something
However,
committed. That's all you want.
you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I do want something that involves some sort of commitment. I think I was in the fiance stage. Now I'm not. I have no jewelry to signify being out of the girlfriend stage. But again, commitment, I feel like you had somebody else's name on you, and our relationship has stood a lot of obstacles. Why
I
not
was
get my name on
also
you?
18, just turned 18 for like a month, so yeah.
And then in a couple of weeks, you're gonna be what, babe?
30.
Dirty 30, as they like to say, which is great. You
Couple of
have
weeks, not
a couple
months.
of weeks, is what I
I
said.
had decent
No, I
months.
said weeks. See that he doesn't listen.
Nope.
Agree to disagree.
Nope.
Men don't listen. So, what do you think, babe? Tattoo? My
Maybe.
name?
Trial and error, we'll see.
Trial and
Yeah, we'll
error?
see how the trial goes, and maybe we'll get the tattoo.
5 years of trial isn't enough for you?
Maybe nah, we'll, I think 8's a good number, good
You
round
think 8 years is a good
number.
number? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, six is a good number. Six.
If
We'll
I
go to
don't have the
six.
last name Phelps by year 8 or a ring, yeah, I don't think I'll be here much longer,
Yeah,
but
that makes sense.
yeah,
Getting old.
it does make
Okay,
sense.
cool.
All right, so let's get off of this bickering back and forth. I want to get into our last topic just for our first podcast. Want to keep it short. I want to get into another way to show we've made it this far. We bond during movies, right, babe? All right,
Yes.
so let's talk about that.
What movie would you like me to talk about?
Well,
Days of Thunder is my favorite.
let's get into it. Hold on. All right, so movies. We bond during movies. We're both a movie person. I want to get into Avengers Endgame
Okay.
because
Good movie.
any okay, so anybody who hasn't seen the movie yet, if you have not, I don't know what you're waiting for. The movie's been out for like a month, but I want to get into that because we saw that opening day it came out, went to the IMAX theater at the Riverfront. I had told Sean it's opening day. Let's make sure we get there nice and early, maybe 2 hours early, hour and a half early. We got there about 45 minutes early because you cannot reserve your seats with the IMAX theaters, and we ended up standing in line.
Got good
So,
seats anyways.
yeah, we got good seats, but see, guys don't listen. Like, he didn't
Yeah.
believe me. Anyways, so we got great seats. Movie was awesome, I think, but there were a couple points of the movie I was very upset about. What about you, babe? What did you think?
Just thought the first half was boring. I thought it was too long and it was just drawn out and boring. More comedy, I think, you know.
You think more comedy?
The Thor part was probably the only comedy, maybe.
Oh, with Fat Thor?
Yeah, Fat Thor.
I thought Fat Thor was awesome.
Great. Yep.
Yeah, Fat
And what's his name playing Fortnite? What's his name?
Oh, oh my gosh, the rock guy. What's his name? I just saw it today.
Greg. What does he say, Greg?
Greg. No, his name was Noob Master, the guy playing Fortnite on the TV.
Well, yeah.
God, it'll come to me. I can't remember.
But yes.
But
more comedy. I think the first part was boring.
So you actually pointed out you did not like when they went back to 2012 in New York to get the stones, when they went to Morag.
Yeah, action. I thought more action. They did too much on going back and could, you know.
See, I don't agree with that because I actually thought that was really
cool. You have to watch
cool.
it. I've only watched it one time all the way through, so.
Well, that's completely your choice because I brought up watching this movie again and you said, I will not sit through it for another 3 hours.
On the couch, I said, on my couch at home, I would. If it was in HD, and I'd just lay there and watch it. Instead of sitting in chairs next to people that are like screaming in my ear, tell you could take pictures back of my head because you're taking pictures of the screen. That was great.
Well,
great experience.
He's referring to the opening night of the movie, and I think the opening credits were starting, babe. And then you've
they
just
were doing selfies with the credits, and I was like in some girl's picture.
Yeah, like a flash went off, and Sean turns around, and he's literally in the back of this girl's picture for effect. But yeah, I actually thought it was really cool because I thought it was like an homage to all the films. You got to see, you know, from the first Avengers movie, everybody kind of lined up in that circle. That was really cool. I think on Morag, when Quill went to go get the Power Stone, it was the opening of Guardians of the Galaxy. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I thought it was a cool homage to all the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were just not into it. I was with everybody else in the theater clapping, crying, screaming, and Sean was literally sitting there, like, looking around at these people, like, what is wrong with these people?
Yeah, I mean, you get a little too much into it, but yeah.
Well, it's just like how you get into your game when you
well,
stand up and
true.
Go, let's go, baby!
Yeah, but yeah. I actually do something that can compares to talent than screaming at the screen. Okay, but yes, big fans, I get it.
Yeah, big fans. I also thought the ending scene with Captain America was complete and utter horseshit. I'm upset that he left us. We no longer have our Steve Rogers Captain America. And I get it. He went back in time with the love of his life, Peggy Carter, and I get that. But literally, he was supposed to go back, return the stones, and come back. Now, we have no more Steve Rogers, and I love Steve Rogers.
Hmm.
I mean,
he will be missed.
You don't even care. You literally
He'll
don't
be so
care.
Missed.
But you had a lot of opinions today while I was watching the movie about Falcon, right?
That hairline is fucked up. Man. Who did that shape up at the end? It's just like they got a bum off the street and paid him a nickel. For that. Yeah, I just felt like it did not do his face any justice with that shape up.
But babe, that is our next Captain America, so you're gonna have no choice.
It's a weird looking Captain America. He's like a black Gumby with fucked up.
Oh my god, that's so rude.
Fucked up fish oil, yeah.
But that's just how the comics go. Falcon takes it.
Yeah, but they could have got a different actor. I think a better one.
Well, he's been in the game since
that's true. But
Winter
still,
Soldier.
Yeah, they could have just passed that ball to somebody better than.
That's pretty.
Could have changed it up. I would have been all right.
You would have been all right. Well. I thought the Captain America thing was complete BS. I'm very upset. No more Steve Rogers. You know, yeah. Chris Evans and his...
I'm sure he'll appear in some flashback where they go in the past again. Or something.
I'm sure when he dies, everybody will carry his casket. Like, that's...
Yeah.
He can't do anything else. He's
true.
Old as hell.
That's true. He's not going to die, right? He's just stuck in
his old. He's going to die naturally at some point.
I guess so, yeah. Because he's not exactly, doesn't have any powers now, right? He went back and...
Well, the crazy part is I have to read more about this, but I actually didn't think that Steve Rogers could get old.
That's when I think they took his powers away. They took his whole... He went back to her before he got the Captain America and went back to his skinny self.
Okay, but did you not see him dancing with Peggy? He was not skinny.
I know. That's what I thought was weird.
Right. I'm going to have to look into that.
I'm thinking they took his powers away and he's just bulked up naturally.
That wouldn't even be possible.
The natural way.
The natural way.
The superpower way, yeah.
That doesn't make any sense because if they extracted...
It's weird.
If they extracted it, he would be Skinny Steve.
Yeah.
With this old, skinny, huge weird, head, yeah, tiny body.
Yeah, and old and...
I thought that was complete BS. But anyway, I thought it was really cute at the end. He dances with Peggy. You know, they kiss. Great. That's great. So excited about that. And I was really pissed off about freaking Tony Stark dying. I'm so upset.
He's getting old. They had to.
He is getting old. But didn't you just...
Spider-Man's going to take that role and be the best. I think the Spider-Man's really good. I enjoy Spider-Man a lot.
I could 100% agree. But I feel like in that scene... You know, we have Captain Marvel, who everybody went to go see Captain Marvel, and I know they saw...
It wasn't even that good.
Everybody went to go see Captain Marvel because of how Infinity War ended. So it's really not like everybody was like, oh my god, I'm a huge Captain Marvel fan. They were really like, oh my god, let's see what happens after and how she's gonna save everybody.
Right.
And then she goes up against Thanos, gets punched in the face with the Power Stone.
But it's a power stone.
And then Iron Man has to be the one to snap his fingers. I think it's... I'm really upset that Tony dies, actually. He has
because
a cute
Captain
little girl.
Marvel couldn't come through.
Damn, no, that, Captain Marvel could not come through. Think her haircut's so stupid, but I know
fucking,
they're...
Fucking Dyke.
Oh my god, why would you say that? No, I think her hair's really stupid, but I know that's how she looks in the newer comic, so I get they're trying
to,
like...
Yeah, lesbian Marvel got it.
And you know what? This month is Pride Month, so there's nothing wrong.
There is nothing wrong with that. Nope. You can suck another man's dick. I'm cool. Just don't suck mine. That's how I look at it.
Oh my god. So we're going to have to rate this podcast as E, explicit for this kind
of stuff. I think, you know, we're not going for the 13-year-old audience here, so.
I mean, I get that, but we just have, we're going to have to put those disclaimers up front. Anyways, yeah, I was really upset with Tony Stark, you know, having to take the bullet. But best scene for me, hands down, was when Doctor Strange opened up all the portals for everybody to come through.
Sure, it's everybody's favorite scene. Yeah.
Gave me chills because that's the best moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally the best moment. You have Valkyrie coming in on her freaking horse. You have Ant-Man busting through the building. You have the Wasp, Scarlet Witch, who's my favorite, comes in.
Tony Stark's wife.
Do you not even know her character name?
Don't know her character name.
Are you freaking kidding me?
It's
what is it?
Red hair girl.
It's red hair girl.
Yeah, red hair girl.
Right, okay, I'll give you a hint. It starts with a P.
Oh, that's right, Paulette. Got it.
Pepper Potts. You did not know that.
I knew it was Pepper. I said Paulette for a joke. After you said you... P, I knew it was Pepper because I do with salt and pepper. I remember that now.
Okay, that's how you remember it. Okay, great.
Salt.
But it makes me sad. You know, you have little Morgan Stark. And I don't know about anybody else, but does anybody understand that scene in Infinity War when Thanos snapped his fingers and then saw the young Gamora? And then
so then Iron Man's daughter, she was supposed to be seen in that scene and they didn't put it in. Is that what you're trying to refer to?
Yeah, so. How they had shot that scene with Katherine Langford.
Oh, I would like the scene. I would like that.
Sure, yeah, but apparently with test audiences, well, yeah, in the bonus, they have so much extra footage, they're saying. But apparently with test audiences, they shot the scene and nobody understood it.
That's true.
And I feel like I wouldn't understand it either because you didn't even explain why Thanos got to see younger Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
So
like
why would Tony...
Like, I feel like he was just... in this, that was just his mind at the time.
But he snapped into, like, an orange space, like...
And then came right back to reality and snapped his way back into that portal, remember?
No, I know that, but it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
They should have explained that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. But it doesn't matter, because I'll continue to watch Endgame as many times as...
I think she's working on number 34 right now.
Who's working? Oh, no, okay. Watching
well,
it 34
times? We'll see
you
guys next week. Is that where the next
podcast
is? Are
you trying to just end it really
No,
quick?
I'm trying to figure out when our next podcast is. I was excited. Next week?
Okay, so pretty much you're just trying to wrap
I'm not trying to.
yeah, so I'm thinking once a week. We should do a shore.
Depends on the audience.
This was actually Sean's idea, so.
It's a great idea. I think it's going to go well once we get into it, so I think it's good. I think y'all are going to enjoy this whole podcast we just put before you, the first one.
Right, and next week, what we'll kind of get into a little bit is if anybody follows me or knows me or Sean, we have experienced a couple miscarriages. So Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, we're going to be going to a fertility appointment.
Monday.
That's Tuesday. Monday is our counseling session. Right. So we can talk about that too. It's going to be a podcast just filled with appointment information, session information. Right. But going to a fertility appointment to kind of get ourselves looked at to see if, you know, Sean's little guys are attacking me or if my stuff is not vibing with Sean's guys. Mm-hmm. So we'll figure all that out and give you guys an update on that next podcast. But I think this is a fun first podcast, babe.
It was good.
What do you think?
I liked it. I need like 4 cups of coffee to get it going, but we got it.
Oh my God. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.